StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hey guys, welcome back to part two of this month in German, Swiss, and Austrian startups 2025. This goes live on September 4th. 2025. And in between the recording, which for some of you may have been 3 days in between, for Chris and me, just 3 minutes, we established that Chris had a clown for breakfast. he is super fun today. Welcome back to part two of our startup news wrap up. In this segment, we're driving into the movers shaping Europe's innovation landscape, from new venture capital funds and leadership shakeups to deep tech breakthroughs, green tech milestones, and latest fintech plays. Whether you're raising money, tracking cutting-edge tech, or following the biggest shifts in the DACH startup scene, we got you covered. And talking about this, there is the general news section here where we have tech news, companies, news, and so on. Right now, we will focus on VC news, new funds, in case simply if you're looking for money. Smart Infrastructure Ventures launches 30 million euros SI Ventures 2 to back early stage German startups, and especially focused on smart infrastructure. Sebastian Borick joins HTTF, High Tech Gründer Fonds, which was at the time I was interviewing the former CEO, Alex von Frankenberg, I think end of 2020, they've been the most active seed investor in Europe. As I said, Sebastian Borick joins HTTF as co-managing director, completing the new leadership trio, reports VC Magazine. And then I already hand it over to Chris.
Yeah, and I get to look a bit more into the deep tech news of our program. First up is a team from Freiburg in the very southwest of Germany, where a team of
wouldn't you want to say down and to the left,
down in the left, they are building what they claim is Germany's first brain-inspired AI chip, but also ran into the fact that they must test it abroad. To be a bit more specific, they are developing neuromorphic brain chips for ultra low power AI. And there are regulatory constraints. So prototype testing is only allowed outside of Germany. The contract cited in coverage at Business Insider points to rising European demand for deep tech compute alternatives. Vienna in Austria is the home of QT Labs, which is reporting a milestone, communicating with a NASA spacecraft around 265 million kilometers away. And so QT Labs is showcasing long-range, high-fidelity space communications grounded in quantum-adjacent expertise. That's also me. I also have quantum adjacent expertise. And the feed underscores Austria's rising deep tech profile and potential. Dual use applications in secure comms and space infrastructure. Moving on to green tech news, where you can keep in mind the 825 million euros for OrangeBet that we talked about in our top news section in the first part of our episodes. But moving on, Salzstrom and Burgenland Energie launch a sustainable salt-based storage offensive. So Burgenland is a state of Austria, and they aim at scaling this like sustainable salt-based electricity storage project, aiming at providing long-duration recyclable energy storage as Austria specifically accelerates renewable grid integration. Biotech news. Moving on from the green tech news already, CureVac, GlaxoSmithKline, and Pfizer-BioNTech resolve mRNA patent dispute. News agency Reuters confirmed that these three companies settled their longstanding mRNA patent dispute with, sorry, that CureVac and partner GSK settled it with Pfizer-BioNTech. The agreement ends years of litigation over the COVID-19 vaccine's intellectual property, and the settlement clears the legal overhang for all parties, allowing BioNTech to double down on oncology pipelines now, an area of research that is also very much in flux since the US announced that they probably might retract from mRNA based research and development with like huge implications. Thanks to RFK Jr.
Mm-hmm. We should also keep in mind that we had in the last news that CureVac agreed to be bought by BioNTech. So this news that the litigation is stopped shouldn't surprise anyone here. Chris, taking over from you for the fintech news, Bitpanda more than doubles 2024 revenues to 993 million euros with an EBITDA margin of more than 30%. BTC Echo reported Bitpanda achieved this revenue more than 2x year on year with an EBITDA margin of more than 30% and 7+ million users underpinning a broader EU expansion. Strategic partners include Deutsche Bank, LBBW, a German formerly state-owned bank, Raiffeisen, N26. No new numbers beyond our earlier blog. German fintech Bling acquires startup FinStep to expand youth banking. Starting up, reported Berlin-based Bling has acquired FinStep, a fintech focused on family and youth-oriented finance solutions. The acquisition strengthens Berlin's position as Gen Z financial services center, adding complementary savings and pocket money features to its platform. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Guys, we will be back after a short break talking about Europe's deep tech frontier, from brain-inspired chips in Dresden to AI coaches in Berlin, plus the rise of AI search analytics startups.
And back from the break, we are looking at deep tech and AI news. Some more. Munich-based defense drone maker Quantum Systems could triple its valuation to around 1.5 billion euros, powered by NATO and Ukraine contracts and Europe's defense rearmament cycle. The company's AI-enabled reconnaissance platforms and expanding order book underline dual-use momentum across the DACH defense stack. In the reporting in Handelsblatt, there was no new funding amount disclosed, but at least we know that the company is really doing well. A Dresden-based startup won a major order for its neuromorphic chips designed after the human brain. The chips promise ultra-low energy AI processing targeting both automotive and industrial automation. The contract demonstrates European potential in deep tech hardware. And this obviously brings high hopes for the startup SpinCloud in Dresden in Eastern Germany. Coach Hub rolls out Coach Hub's AI coach designed to extend access beyond human coaching pools. It's a Berlin scale-up and trying to position AMI for multilingual company-wide deployment with enterprise integrations. Following a 2023 revenue of 56 million euros, the product push targets margin improvement and broader attach across HR suites. And
Chris, do you know what this news says? Coaches, AI is coming for your job.
Yeah, well, we will see about that. Can it pull off a shirt like this, though? I don't think so. Peak AI launches. It's a Berlin-based company founded by Marius Meiners, Tobias Livonia, and Daniel Drabo, a software as a service company monitoring brand mentions, citations, and growth across AI search tools such as ChatGPT and Perplexity, giving SEOs and marketers a new analytics layer as SGE AI answers disrupt classic rankings. So Peak AI, PEEC, could be some worthwhile alternative for you if you want to know more about coverage and citations. Moving on to the general news.
Taking over from Chris here again to the general news. Uber consolidates position in Germany's ride-hailing market. FAZ reported that Uber is finally establishing itself in Germany after years of regulatory battles and resistance from taxi associations. With legal framework clarified and consumer demand shifting, Uber now competes directly in major German cities. Analysts see this as a turning point for mobility startups in the DACH region, with implication for local players like Freenow and Bolt. And one should keep in mind that Freenow has just been bought. We had this in one of our last news by Uber competitor Lyft. VCs pour fresh millions into German startups across AI, SaaS, and climate tech. Deutsche Startups highlights new VC investments into German startups with multi-million euro deals across AI, SaaS, fintech, and climate tech verticals. The report points to continued early and growth stage capital inflows despite macroeconomic headwinds. This reflects resilience in the German venture market and investor focus on deep tech and green tech transition sectors. Auto One Group, we've been talking about them quite frequently, post double-digit growth across all core metrics in the first half of 2025. IT Times reported Berlin-based Auto One Group achieved strong growth across revenue, gross profit, and unit sales in the first half of 2025. As Europe's leading digital used car trading platform, Auto One credits its margin expansion to Autohero, their retail part, their retail growth, and supply chain efficiency. Investors view this as a validation of the post-IPO turnaround strategy. DocLib, it's an app in Germany where you can book doctor's appointment. They face government scrutiny over market power and data practices. They came under review by federal ministries in Germany regarding market dominance and data protection concerns. Regulators are examining the platform's role between patients, practices, and insurance. No remedies or penalties were announced at this stage. Rewe, a retail giant here in Germany, I would say something like Whole Foods. Would you agree, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. Rolls out the startup launch nationwide to fast-track shelf access for early-stage brands, reports Horizon. Storebox launches parcel service alternative to Post, the German DHL, GLS, and DPD. Brutkasten reported that Austrian logistics startup Storebox is entering the parcel service market, positioning itself as an alternative to incumbents. We do a little bit schöpferische Zerstörung. Good old Schumpeter. Leonie says insolvency avoided, restructuring chosen as only path. Handelsblatt reported automotive supplier Leonie confirmed that insolvency would have been the only alternative to its restructuring deals, which secured creditor support and prevented liquidation. They plan to provide runway for the shift to EV wiring and e-mobility. Duolingo shares plunge 12%. They are not insolvent, just bad news. After growth slowdown spooks Wall Street. Yahoo Finance reported Duolingo fell more than 12% intraday after Q2 results showed slower than expected user and booking growth. My World, ex-Lioness, they file for bankruptcy amid collapse of cashback empire. Trending Topics reported MyWorld, previously known as Lioness, has gone insolvent. The Graz, Austria-based company once ran a sprawling cashback MLM empire, repeatedly facing legal actions across Europe. Bankruptcy underscores the systemic risk in unregulated referral schemes and marks the end of one of Austria's most controversial scale-ups. Idagio enters insolvency. Around 35 million euros were invested since 2025 as Landzone took majority. Deutsche Startup confirmed the insolvency proceedings for Idagio. Sven Kirchner appointed trustee. Founders Till Jan Tchukowski and Christoph Lange, no longer active. Investors include Tengelmann Ventures, BTOV Partners, Macquarie, Later Lansdowne Partners. Pre-Wave reduces workforce by 8% amid growth strategy shift. Broadcasting revealed that Vienna-based Pre-Wave, a supply chain risk intelligence scale-up, is cutting 8% of its workforce. The company cited strategic realignment and efficiency gains as reason. Despite layoffs, Pre-Wave continues to expand its AI-driven platform to monitor ESG and supply chain disruptions. And Chris, you are always the person who ends on a high note, right?
I'm very much ending on a high note. But also, I would like to add a bit more depth to Leonie, where you said the wiring company that avoided insolvency, because that is actually a fascinating company because they are not necessarily a startup. Do you know when they opened up their first shop, as in like a repair shop, their first Werkstatt?
Nope.
And they're in Nuremberg in, take a guess, the year.
1980. 1569. Yes, but as we always said in the general news, that repair shop there more or less aligned with what we were doing here.
Yes. So, and they have 100,000 people working for them. And so it's really, and it's actually considered to be a crucial company in Germany because they have such a, or at least had such a unique position in terms of the wiring for cars, which nowadays has gotten so much more important with there being so many computers and processors in every car. Anyway.
And of course, a lot of the startups rely on this because they are bringing the tech to the cars.
Yes. So, successful fundraisings, the high notes that you talked about. Keep in mind, this is, as always, a small section. The news here and the total value of the company always show how resilient the startup scene actually is. This time we included selected fundraisings above 10 million euros, Swiss francs or US dollars. And let me rattle through some of them. Berlin's Talon One raises $114.7 million to expand incentive automation platform, software as a service platform for promotion and loyalty program management. The scale-up plans to use that for international expansion. Oculus amended its BlackRock loan facility, raising potential access to 100 million Swiss francs, that is around 106 million euros, to accelerate therapies for ophthalmic and neuro-ophthalmic diseases. This capital extends the runway for late-stage clinical programs and positions Oculus to push pivotal trials and helps them to preserve equity because it's non-dilutive capital. Munich-based Nuclidium raises 84 million euros in a Series B round to advance their radiopharmaceutical pipeline. The funding is going to drive clinical trials for cancer diagnostics and therapies. Another step forward for Germany's health tech country. Then Q.ant has a 62 million euro Series A to industrialize photonic computing and quantum sensing. It's a Stuttgart-based company, my old hometown, and it's a spin-out part of Trumpf Group, planning to expand production engineering while targeting energy-efficient AI acceleration and navigation-grade sensors. Also Stuttgart-based is the MakerSight, a company that secured 60 million euros in the Series B funding as well. They offer AI-driven product lifecycle management, PLN, focused on sustainability and compliance. Buena closed a $58 million Series A to expand their AI-driven local services marketplace across Europe. They want to scale the product and go to market to capture fragmented high frequency categories. PlanCraft, a German construction software as a service startup, raised 38 million euros in a Series B financing. The company provides digital workflow solutions for contractors and small and medium-sized enterprise builders, tackling inefficiencies in project and compliance management. Zurich-based biotech Mabilon AG announced a 30 million Swiss franc funding round to expand its antibody immunotherapy platform. The company develops next-generation treatments for autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. And Kandi Solar secures $24 million from existing backers, including a $20 million convertible and a $4 million mezzanine top-up. The company's active portfolio expanded by 60-plus megawatt in the past 12 months, reaching now 132 megawatt contracted capacity across 22 Indian states and 8 South African provinces. Berlin-based Motor AI raised $20 million to enhance its autonomous driving software stack. The startup develops explainable AI systems for vehicle decision-making, addressing regulatory and safety hurdles in Europe's autonomous driving race. We talked a bit about that topic already. Munich-based Certivity closed a 13.3 million euro Series A round to grow its regulatory compliance platform. It's the software as a service helps enterprises manage complex EU regulations, which is all EU regulations in automotive and industrial sectors. Backers include prominent European VCs. Tanzo from Munich raised 12 million euros in a Series A led by Capnamic and UVC partners. They are building accounting software to help SMEs comply with EU CSRD rules. Austrian XR company Hololight raised 10 million euros to accelerate development of its immersive streaming platform for enterprises. Their platform enables complex 3D visualizations in AR and VR environments, targeting engineering and design-heavy industries. And Vienna-based ZeroThird secured a $10 million investment to scale its quantum computing solutions. ZeroThird is a company that focuses on hardware, software, co-design for industrial applications. Funding here will accelerate lab-to-market transition and help ZeroThird to gain a better position within Europe's deep tech ecosystem. M&As.
Next, one of our former guests, of course, we link the interview down here in the show notes, acquires Hamburg-based Acadis to expand ID verification platform. Another local startup to extend its authentication and onboarding capabilities. At the time we interviewed them, they have been already the most They have been the most downloaded self-identification app in Germany. That was back in 2021. Rumble explores interest in Northern Data amid AI compute expansion strategy. FAZ, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, reported Rumble is interested in Frankfurt-based Northern Data, a European AI HPC compute operator. Any transaction could give Rumble closer control over GPU infrastructure for AI and video workloads, highlighting the strategic value of European compute capacity. Discussions remain exploratory. No deal terms have been disclosed. U.S. materials startup Lighten to acquire Northvolt's remaining assets. You remember, guys, they have been pretty big from Scandinavia and then want to build up a big factory in northern Germany. We talked about like the little village that was the last one that had to approve all of that, and then it unfortunately went under. So now we are in the story, and Silicon Canals reported Lighten's plans to acquire all remaining assets of Northvolt following the Swedish battery maker's insolvency. The deal would transfer manufacturing and IP assets to Lighten's lithium sulfur and advanced materials roadmap, preserving parts of Europe's battery supply chain footprint under new ownership. Frank Thielen, one of the investors in or in the first round of investors of Germany's Shark Tank called Lion's Den at the time. Handelsblatt revealed that VC Frank Thelen sold ScanBot SDK, a German document scanning software provider, to Canadian firm Apprise. Financial terms were undisclosed, but the deals reflect consolidation in the enterprise document tech space. For Thelen, this marks another notable exit for his portfolio. DVP Bank, basically a security service bank, buys Lemon Markets, closing targeted autumn 2025. BaFin approval pending. Deal Monitor confirms DVP Bank will acquire Lemon Markets and keep it as a standalone unit post-close. IT Finanzmagazin adds that closing is slated for autumn 2025, subject to BaFin and customary approvals. The aim is to add digital non-brokerage platform to DVP Bank's infrastructure. And Chris, you are the person who is closing this record long recording. I think in total we are now at almost an hour of recording time, and you will end it with some awesome useless knowledge, right?
Yes, our useless knowledge today is not necessarily connected to the DACH startup scene, but it's about a very dedicated person nonetheless. Her name is Debbie Indicott. She lives in Lenoir, North Carolina, and in 1990, she was in a diner in Las Vegas. The diner was Coca-Cola themed, so red and white everywhere, and Indicott must have thought, that's what I want at home. So she started collecting Coca-Cola memorabilia and did so for 3 decades until in 2020, she got the Guinness Book of Records title for the collection with the most Coca-Cola memorabilia in the world, because she had 2,028 items based on Coca-Cola in her collection. Then someone else took over the record. Apparently, it's very sought after. She got her record back. Someone else took over. But now I'm happy to report Debbie has the record again and has been newly certified as the person in the world with the biggest collection of Coca-Cola memorabilia, with now an individual number of items, 5,623. Congrats.
Definitely awesome to close those record news with such a dedicated person. Chris, was a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, I won't finish this. Also, her favorite type of Coke is Diet Coke, she said.
Oh, okay. mine would be the vanilla Coke.
Yeah, and she said Diet Coke, but I also like cherry. So fine.
What's your favorite Coke?
Diet. I don't fully care. Yeah, I sometimes go for Coke Light, whatever. I don't think, Coke Light, Coke Zero, is there a difference? Who knows?
I think Coke Light is more targeted towards women and Coke Zero more towards men. Guys, we do have also a lot of stay ahead of the curve, including Defense Tech 2025 report. Women now hold almost 20% of top venture capital roles globally. And Tony's Box unveils Tony Box 2 and much, much more. We will be back, Chris and I, with the startup news to be published on October 2nd. And guys, keep in mind, October 3rd is Germany's Unity Day. So we all do have a public holiday there. Chris, as always, a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, same. Goodbye. Tschüss.
Goodbye. Bye, guys.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.